serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Thanks to Ron, Sonny, and the entire Ridge crew once again for having us, our monthly Wednesday night program at The Ridge in downtown Chadron. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins. Our thanks to Ted Tawahati, who joined us for a great conversation a moment ago. We have three guests tonight. Women's basketball coach Janet Raymer will be coming up a little bit later in the program. Now we move on to visit with women's wrestling coach Elijah Jeffrey, who you've heard on the show here before. And coach, you had your hat on. You were kind of hanging out in the back. Didn't see you here at first, but you've done this before. You're a veteran. You're not scared, are you?
No, not scared at all.
All right, Elijah. It is great to have you back on. I know it's been a while since we've chatted, but we're already to the second season of women's wrestling for you. So in this second season, things are already underway. You had your first event in Grand Junction last weekend. Tell us how just great it felt and how much the team enjoyed getting back out on the mats to get competing.
It felt amazing. Honestly, this preseason and this season has felt like it has just flown by. Getting all these new faces on campus was exciting, and getting them to work was awesome. But now to be able to see them in action is even better. So it was a great feeling to have a full team.
Yeah.
And even more competing out of Colorado Mesa.
Yeah, we'll get into the details of how they did here in a second, and just the sheer numbers of student athletes as your program is growing so much. Five of your wrestlers finished as top three placers in their respective weight classes. At 109, we had Heaven Robles-Wright, and at 170, we had Lila Bloomer. They were both second-place finishers. Great way to start the season with second place. Take us through what that pair accomplished, and do you feel like we'll see a lot more of that success from them during the season? It's a great way to start.
Yeah, it's great. I believe last year we did not have any wrestlers reach the finals, and this year just to have two in the finals is awesome at the same tournament.
Yeah.
And as freshmen, you know, it is a tough thing to do, to go out in your first freestyle collegiate matches and pull off victories. So for Lila and Heaven to be able to do that and have the confidence to go out there and wrestle at that level is just great to see. Obviously, you know, at 170, that is a tough weight class, and for a freshman to be able to go out there and navigate that bracket in the way that she did is excellent. Heaven has been doing a phenomenal job. She's just continuing to get better each and every day. And if you're able to watch the dual meet, you know she wrestled an incredible match, a close match against a very tough Colorado Mesa opponent, who I believe was a three-time state champion coming out of high school.
Wow.
So they did awesome making the finals. It was nice to see. And the other freshmen as well were really pushing it and winning a lot of matches.
Yeah, who else were you impressed with in their season debuts? Anybody else really stand out that you thought, wow, maybe I didn't expect quite that much success early on, or maybe they were matched up in what looked like to be a pretty tough matchup and they surprised you a little bit? Who else really impressed in the opening weekend?
So both of our 155 pounders really impressed me. They were in probably the deepest, toughest bracket at the tournament, and both of them reached the podium. I know Marissa Porsche, she was a great wrestler coming out of high school, and Layla Martin was also fantastic. But for them to go out there and both reach the podium, Marissa actually defeated a returning NAI All-American that was currently ranked third in the country, 92.
Wow.
So pretty big win there, and they both just looked phenomenal all day.
Boy, that's great. Women's wrestling coach Elijah Jeffrey with us on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank tonight, live down here at the Ridge. If you'd like to come down, we've got another half hour of the live show, but the food, the fun, the festivities will carry on into the night with the Ridge crew if you would like. Coach, the roster, it has grown exponentially from year one to year two. And I was talking to some of your friends and cohorts here before the show started, and they said you're just a relentless recruiter. You're always on the phone. You're wearing out the pathway of the Chicoine Center on that phone recruiting, which is incredible. I mean, that's really how you build a great program, right? Looks like recruiting has been super successful. Can you speak to how the recruiting's gone and how it's been?
Yeah, you know, I came into Chadron at a unique time. I didn't have a whole lot of time to build our roster for our first year. Luckily, I had some connections already made, and
yeah.
I knew some club coaches and some wrestlers. Just my time coaching, and we were able to get a very solid squad in last year. But really, it was relentless. I was on the road quite a bit. I made sure to be at all of the national tournaments and national events. I, you know, spent a lot of time on the phone, talking to coaches, talking to kids.
Sure.
And just making sure that we had, you know, quality athletes, talented student athletes here this year. Obviously, we're continuing to grow and build, and already hard on the recruiting for next year. But it was great to see that these kids really believed in the vision that we have here and decided to attend Shatter State.
And the roster was how many was the roster last year and to this year, the comparison numbers, just sheer numbers-wise again?
We went from 8 to 27.
Oh, 8 to 27. Okay. That's almost triple the number of student-athletes. It's phenomenal. Is it hard to believe you were able to get to that level, even as much work as you put in? But to be able to triple a roster just seems like something extremely hard to do.
Yeah, I honestly thought we would probably end up in the low 20s. That's where I anticipated us being this year. And things just kind of fell into place. And we had some wrestlers that started to actually reach out, who were just great kids, great students, great athletes. And it's really hard to turn away somebody that you know has this ability to be an excellent member of our team.
Yeah, and Ted Talahati, our first guest, was talking about how today was signing day. Was today signing day for you guys? Did you bring any new people in today that you can talk about? I know if they haven't signed yet, you can't say anything specific, but did you bring some new people in today?
We did not bring anybody in today. We do have quite a few recruits that are very close to signing, and we'll have some big names that will be joining us next year, and they should be announced here very soon.
Okay, that's good to know, and we know you can't give us the great details of it yet, but those will come out, and we'll share it with the fans. How about Kinsey Smith and Camilla Montenegro? They're both back among some of the others, the veterans on your squad. What do you hope to see from those veterans who have been with you for the first year of the program and really led the way last year when you had some wrestlers head down to Nationals?
The biggest thing that we've seen from them and want to continue to see is their leadership. You know, we have a lot of freshmen this year. We have 17 freshmen on the team, and, you know, they do need some guidance on just how to manage class, their social life, and wrestling on top of it. So Camila and Kinsey have done an excellent job of being leaders and showing, you know, how to train, how to manage these things, how to stay on top of it in the classroom. And even our other returners have really stepped up this year. This has been fantastic to see. And as far as wrestling goes, I really would like to continue to see the growth of them. Kinsey, you know, was a new wrestler, and last year was really just building the foundation for her, and she has already continued to see a lot of growth this year. And she's expanded, so now she's finally getting to the point where she's really comfortable on the mat. So it'll be fun to see if she can repeat and return to the national tournament. And same with Camila. She's pretty determined to reach the national tournament and do better, even better than last year, and become an All-American.
That's a great duo you've got at that veteran position. And Kinsey also, as we've talked to on the show, women's golfer. She's on the golf team, she's on the wet wrestling team, and she's involved in a lot of school things. And it's great that those two are back for you. And, Coach, your team is going to Minot State for action November 8th. Teach, you have a little bit of time off from Mesa to Minot. You're going to wrestle a team from Canada up there, it sounds like, as well. Maybe give the fans a little preview of what your next event is and who you're going to see.
Yeah, so we'll wrestle Minot State on, I believe, the 18th, that Friday, and they're a new team. They're going through a lot of the things that we went through last year, so it will be it'll be a good duel, an exciting duel. It'll be nice to be out there. And then the following day, we'll see Jamestown, which is a pretty elite NAI program. They've been around for a long time, and they've got some tough wrestlers, so that will be a good challenge for us to see where we match up. And then we'll finish off against University of Saskatchewan.
All right.
Which is a Canadian team coming down. And what is cool is they wrestle freestyle as well in Canada. They they've got a lot of talented wrestlers. I think some of them have been part of the Canadian national team. So it's just going to be fun to see some different faces, some different style of wrestling, and we'll see how it goes. Well, I'm excited for it.
What a great experience, to match up against a team from Saskatchewan, and then probably a whole different kind of lineup when you head to Las Vegas and the Desert Duels down there. What's the setup for that tournament? Who are you going to see, and how is that one formatted?
So we don't know exactly who will be wrestling yet, but I do know that a lot of the teams ranked in the top 10 in the country will be down there.
Okay.
So we'll be wrestling the elite of the elite, which gives us a little bit of a preview of what to expect when we reach the national tournament. I know some of them down there, we'll see Simon Fraser, Tiffin out of Ohio, Schreiner in Texas, and multiple others that have had success.
Yeah, and you mentioned Simon Fraser, that they're another Canadian team as well. So you'll get to see Canadian wrestlers twice, and a great test, like you said, to get used to or get ready, maybe battle tested for that national tournament, we hope. And do you feel like, Minot, you said, was a brand new squad. Do you still feel like women's wrestling, especially at the D2 college level, is growing as much as it was last year when we had these talks, or is it growing even more maybe than last year? What's the pace of that growth?
I would say it is growing even more than it was last year.
Wow.
If you look at the RMAC alone, Adam State has just announced that they will be adding. Fort Hays announced that they'll be adding in a couple years down in Kansas, and it's just continuing to grow. These teams are announcing that they'll be adding and joining, and at the high school level, it feels like it's still growing exponentially.
That's awesome. More RMAC teams. They love to see them jump in there, like Adams State, and certainly be on the schedule. Fort Hays, they're not too far away in Kansas. I bet you guys will take them on. Do those schools, do they reach out to you and ask questions about how to put a program together? I know you're a competing school in those things, so you can't give them all the secrets or whatnot, but how much of that is there when a school's starting a sport, they talk to somebody like you who's established a program like you have?
Yeah, I've had a lot of athletic directors and men's coaches reach out to me just with questions about how to start it up and what it looks like as far as the time that you need to put in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always, happy to answer those questions, just because it's great to be a part of this growth and to see these programs adding. It's not only good for the sport, but it's good for us to be able to have these teams to go and compete against. So, I've talked with athletic directors from schools that haven't even announced yet, but will be shortly. So I know that it's going to keep continuing to grow.
That is awesome, Coach. Final one for you. What do you want to see from your Eagles team this year? You talked about the Nationals last year. You sent four wrestlers to Nationals. Does it seem like a possibility to get another quad or more out to the national tournament once again?
Definitely is a possibility. So our regional tournament is now down to four qualifiers instead of five like it was last year.
Okay.
But I'm confident in our team's talent and ability and growth. One thing that we really stress is, where we are right now is not going to be where we finish the year. We'll continue to work and get better. So, that four number, we're looking to hopefully increase that and, get close to a full lineup to the national tournament.
That's awesome. We know you've got a great program and momentum going. Coach, I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show again tonight, sharing with us about the start of CSC women's wrestling season. That's head coach Elijah Jeffrey on the CSC Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, live tonight at the Ridge downtown. Coach, thanks so much, and good luck when you head up to Minot here in a couple weeks.
Thank you. I always appreciate you having me on.
You bet. All right, we're going to come back with our third guest of the night, women's basketball head coach Janet Raymer will join us live on the stage as we talk Eagle hoops. The season tips off on Friday. We'll be back with more of the CSC Sports Roadshow at the Ridge.